anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're feeling blessed today. Today, I want to talk about an addiction that many of us overlook. Maybe we don't even believe that this is an addiction. We think, oh, I don't need it. I can stop anytime I want. But I think this is a really powerful addiction that I would say probably 99% of us have in some form, some worse than others. And it is a sugar addiction. And I want to read to you an article written by Nancy Appleton, a PhD. She begins by asking, can you go for more than a day without eating sugar in any form? Do you drink soft drinks or milkshakes? Eat Danish pastries, fruit yogurt, donuts, bagels, cakes, cookies, most brand muffins, or many other sugary items? Can you go without any other foods that contain the words ending in O-S-E, such as sucrose, fructose, etc., or contain corn syrup, corn sweetener, honey, barley malt, maple syrup, sugar cane solids, or rice syrup? Do you pig out on a carton of ice cream or a bag of cookies? If you find that sugar is part of your diet every day, you may have a problem. Did you know the average person eats 153 pounds of sugar a year? That is equivalent to over half a cup of sugar a day. The teenage boy eats twice that much. So you say, who cares? What is wrong with sugar? There is much scientific evidence written in many medical journals showing that sugar can ruin your health. Do you have any of the following symptoms? Do you fall asleep after meals? Have allergies? Gas? Bloating? Extended stomach after meals? Joint pains? Headaches, chronic fatigue, constipation, diarrhea, overweight, skin problems, high blood pressure, or other symptoms? These all can be signs of a sugar problem. We have evolved from early man having digestive mechanisms to digest foods. We do not have the digestive mechanisms to digest the glut of sugar that we are eating daily. Recently, information has emerged as to what happens to the minerals in the body when sugar and other abusive foods are eaten. For example, every time we eat just a little as 2 teaspoons of sugar, our blood chemistry can change, and we can throw ourselves out of homeostasis, the wonderful electrochemical balance needed for health and life itself. Doctors and clinicians do not usually test the total blood chemistry of a person before and after ingesting sugar. But if they did, they would find that the minerals increase or decrease and change relationship with each other. In the usual case, the calcium increases and the phosphorus decreases.
the ratio of calcium to phosphorus increases too much, and there is a toxic calcium in the body because minerals only work in relation to each other. A mineral can become toxic to the body when there is an excess of that mineral in the body. Toxic calcium can cause plaque on the teeth, kidney stones, arthritis, cataracts, bone spurs, and hardening of the arteries. These are effects of an increase in a particular mineral ratio. When minerals decrease, they can be reduced to such an extent that our enzymes are unable to function well, as each enzyme is dependent upon a mineral to function. As a result, we do not digest our food completely, and some of this undigested food can get directly into the bloodstream and is treated as a foreign substance. This byproduct of incomplete digestion causes the immune system to come into action. This is actually one form of food allergy. The immune system must respond to this undigested or partially digested food in the bloodstream. For some of us, this undigested food can cause an inflammatory response with sneezes and wheezes. For others, it might cause headaches, anger, arthritis, fatigue, multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, or other problems. On top of all this, too much sugar can overwork and exhaust our white cells and weaken our immune system. The white blood cells need protein to function, and they are not receiving the correct protein combinations since protein is not being digested and assimilated properly. The bottom line is that sugar upsets the body chemistry and suppresses the immune system. Once the immune system becomes suppressed, the door is open to infectious and degenerative diseases. The stronger the immune system, the easier it is for the body to fight infectious and degenerative diseases. Sugar is implicated in the following diseases and many more: allergies, arthritis, diabetes, hypoglycemia, osteoporosis, gallstones, kidney stones, headaches, yeast infections, and cataracts. So if you have any of the symptoms or diseases mentioned, remove all forms of sugar from your diet for 2 weeks. Not only will some of those symptoms disappear, but you will be strengthening your immune system, allowing it to do the job it was meant to do to defend you against foreign invaders. And here's a quick little fact. Did you know that for every molecule of sugar you consume, it takes 54 molecules of magnesium for your body to process it? And you should know that Nancy Appleton, PhD, did her undergraduate work at UCLA in food and nutrition. She received her PhD from Walden University in health services. Her award-winning dissertation was written on an alternative to the germ theory, which will come out in the book The Curse of Louis Pasteur. She is author of Healthy Bones, Lick the Sugar Habit, The Curse of Louis Pasteur, and Heal Yourself with Natural Foods. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.